All right, let's talk about a couple of things going on right around, and then we'll come back and play more music and wait for your calls for your loved one that you want us to call out their name for Happy Father's Day. Yep. All right, for Father's Day. Anyway, 23rd Annual LeBeau Zydeco Festival, LeBeau Church Ground, Saturday, July the 6th, 2013. Leon Chavis and the Zydeco Flames, Step Rito and the Zydeco Outlaws, Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie, Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Time, and Chris Arduin, New Step, close out at 8:30. And it's the Leon Chavis that start at 12:30. And all the rest is in between. Admission $12, and 11 and under are free. So some of you, just because you short don't mean you can go and say you're 11 years old. They're going to check your ID. Some people are going to try that. No refunds, no barbecue pits, no ATVs. Okay.
ATV.
ATV. You can't bring ATV at all.
Don't bring your TV. Don't bring ATV.
You cannot bring ATV there.
I know what you're saying right now. What?
How come I can't bring my TV? I got one in my motorhome. I can't. Yeah. No, you can't bring ATV there. Okay. No glass containers or ice chests. Okay. Rain or shine.
Yeah.
The show will go on.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that happened the last time, and I think they canceled, but the people, you know, because I think it didn't rain as much as it was supposed to. Don't pay the call right now because we're not going to answer the phone.
We can't answer the phone right now. So
rain or shine, the show will go on. Located on Highway 71, a half mile south past, south past Stellish Truck Stop. For more information, call Joseph Irving. Yeah, Joseph Irving at 337-351-3902. Our church office at 337-623-0303. It's a gumbo for your soul. St. Landry Parish Tourist Commission supported this. All right. Mm-hmm. So this is going on. Where's the doctor name? I don't see. What happened?
Oh, the doctor. Dr. G. Not Dr. Gene.
I'm talking about Gene. Yeah, where Gene?
No, they kicked him out. They put him out.
They did?
They put him out the pasture.
Well, not again. Gene, where you at? We ain't heard from him in about a year right now.
Yeah, that's right, man.
We have to call.
But they have the University of Lafayette, the United Blood Service, and the Public Relations Student Society of America hosting a summer blood drive on Tuesday, June the 18th on the campus. The Bloodmobile will be parked in the front of Dupre Library from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And donors will receive a Good Life T-shirt, a coupon for chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A, two free bowling pass from Acadiana Lanes, and a chance to win a walk-on gift basket. And you must be anyone who had at least 16 years old, weigh at least 110 pounds. Man, I tell you what. 110 pounds.
Or anybody should be available for that at this day and age.
At this day and age, yeah.
But you got to be 16. Now, sure, 16. Everybody weigh at least 116 pounds. If you're less than 116 pounds, you probably don't need to give. You probably need to get some blood.
Can you imagine 110 pounds?
110 pounds.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. Well,
anyway. That's a blood drive coming up on June the 18th in the front of Dupre Library between 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And that's what you need to do. Go give some blood.
Okay. Registration is now open for our 20, not ours, but it just says this. I'm just reading. Registration is now open for our 2013 Cajun and Creole Summer Camp for Kids. 2013 Balfour Week at Chico State Park was a huge success. What am I talking about then? Our 6-kid camp will take place 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday, June the 24th. Through the 28th and around Vermilionville. In and around Vermilionville. Lafayette's Living History Museum of Cajun and Creole Folklife. So that's going to be June the 24th through the 28th. Grammy winner Mitch Reed of Beausoleil avec Michael Doucette, Brazo Huval of Steve Raleigh and the Mamu Playboys, Kids Camp founding director Henry Hampel, Dave Trainer of the Nouveau String Band, and Zydeco Band leader Corey Little Poplar Dead are just a few of the amazing Cajun and Creole multi-instrumentalists, educators, and guest presenters we will have on hand. And our kid camp opens to ages 8 to 14, and all you need to do is bring a guitar, tuned-down fiddle, or a 10-button diatonic accordion in the key of C, and we will fill the days with fun. So get ready for that. For more information, call 337-234-8360.
All right. Summer Food Service Program sites in Lafayette Parish is now available. Okay. And some program service is going to be established and ensure the low-income children continue to receive nutritional meal and when school is not in session. Now, the food service is going to be located where? The free food that's going to be our feeding site.
Where are they feeding?
Be located. Acadian right Middle. Acadian Middle is going to be from 10:30 to 12:30. Now, it's open June the 10th through the 20th to July the 26th.
So we're good for this month. Yeah. We'll come back and tell you about the rest of the month.
Yeah.
But that's good for the kids to go out place to, for them to eat, because I know a lot of times,
a good place,
you know. And the other thing, too, we got a lot of kids that's running around because it's hot and stuff. So be aware when you're in the neighborhoods. Watch out for kids, because remember, they play, they push each other. So when you're driving, be extra careful around the kids, because we don't want to have any kid get ran over by someone. And I mean, that's a real serious thing. So be aware of the kids running around in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Even at night, they're running around in the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
Cajun French Music Association, Acadiana Charter Chapter, Eunice, Louisiana, free lessons, youth and adult, accordion, fiddle, guitar, dance. Boy, everybody can learn how to play this summer.
Yeah,
at Prairie Acadian Culture Center, 250 West Park Avenue in Eunice, Louisiana, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. every Tuesday and Thursday, beginning June the 4th through June the 20th. So you're almost at the end of this. Lafayette Park and Recreation Week, Pickleball Day, Monday, July the 1st, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Pickleball.
Pickleball
or pickleball?
Pickle, P-I-C-K-L-E.
Oh, okay.
Pickleball, you know, just like you take a pickle. And then you get a bat mitt, and then you hit the pickle. Pickleball.
Okay.
If you want to go with that, that sounds like a good deal. A pickleball, so bring your own pickle. But anyway, that is not pickleball. Baseball shootout, Tuesday, July the 2nd, 5 p.m.
Please. What? Let's do that.
And now, is that a dill pickle, or is that just a sour pickle?
I don't know which
pickle you bring.
Said baseball shootout.
Okay, baseball shootout. Let me see. Don't say what kind of gun you need.
No, that's not what that means.
No, okay. That's not what it says. Shootout.
No.
A shoot at? Is it shoot at baseball? Baseball shoot at.
Shoot at.
Shoot at the baseball.
Shoot at
the baseball. Tuesday, July the 2nd from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Dupree Center. That's right by the house. I'm going to go see what baseball shootout. I don't know. It looked like it's paddle ball. It looked like tennis.
Table tennis.
Senior bingo, John. Senior bingo Wednesday, July. I'm just telling you. So you can go see them other people and measure yourself with them. See how many people you know. You probably know everybody there. Senior bingo Wednesday, July the 3rd from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And this is at the King Center.
Oh.
For more information, call 291-5562 or 291-5553. Go see how many people you know. This is the senior bingo. If you don't know anybody there, John, that means you're the oldest person on earth. All your friends are gone.
I watched a movie last night, The Odd Couple.
Uh-huh.
Man, I tell you what, I laughed. I don't normally stay up that late.
Uh-huh.
It was 12:30 this morning. I was still watching this movie. I laughed. I was in stitches, man.
Oh, they go do some crazy thing.
Oh, yeah.
Kids Carnival. That's not for you, John. Kids Carnival, Friday, July the 5th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Girard Park. So Kids Carnival, Friday, July the 5th, which is the day after the 4th. Yeah, that makes sense, huh? Man, it took me a while to figure that one out. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., you know, at Girard Park. So you got Pickleball Day, July the 1st. Basketball shootout. Oh, I'm sorry. But they got a paddle ball, but they got a basketball. Okay.
Yeah.
Basketball shootout. I could do that. Tuesday, July the 2nd, Senior Bingo, Wednesday, July the 3rd, and Kids Carnival. Neither you and I can go to this. Friday, July the 5th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So that is, we got a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things going on in the summer. So we just wanted to let you know that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go back. You got something else, John?
Well, no, I'm going to tell them about the feeding site after a while.
Okay.
We're going to come back. But anyway, don't forget, we're going to come back to Immaculate Heart, the golf tournament.
All
but
right.
The phone is still keep ringing right now.
Okay.
And I know they're calling. So when we're on the air, when we're speaking on the air like this, we can't get the phone.
We cannot get the phone.
No.
So please try not to call. If you hear us talking, we're not able to answer the phone. It's only I and he in here, and we cannot answer the phone. So please refrain from calling for the time being. Okay, now you can go back and start calling because we're going to play some music so you can give us your loved one that you want us to mention their name before we play Will the Circle Be Unbroken by Terrence Semier. All right, you have about 14 minutes left, and then we're going to play Will the Circle Be Unbroken. If you have a loved one that you want us to mention on the radio, we certainly will be glad to do that for you today.
When I look in your eyes, and I see your smile, then I know why I love you so. She give me love, 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 crazy love. She give me love, 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 crazy love.
Yeah, man.
I look in your eyes and I see your smile. When I look in your eyes, I see my future pass me by. And it looks real good to me. And I feel that you're the one for me. And we're gonna walk side by side, holding hands until the day we die. Please make love to me, 'cause you are my devotee. Don't you know what you do to me? Because you are my chefie. Hey! Oh, you are for me. You're my chefie. Hey!
All right, I want to send this out to the Goodley family this morning for Sarah and all of you that know Sarah right now. She's in intensive care, and all we can do now is do what we know what to do, and that's to pray for her. But we want to send this out to all the families, the loved ones that know her so well. And for the families that are feeling the same thing this morning, have a loved one that in need of love right now. This is Keith Frank, Uplifting.
More experienced folks have always told me, son,
I know the Arduin family, you guys are going through the same thing this morning.
Been working on that, but sometimes I have problems with it. So I'm praying on it, and I got to pray about it.
This also for Lou Arduin family this morning, or Black and them.
I trust you. I feel it, I'm drowning. But I know that you'll come through. Do you hear me praying in the night when I'm sleeping? Lord, I need a miracle. Well, that's what I'm needing. Father, I know sometimes that I don't talk to you like I should. I need an uplifting. What I need here today, need an uplifting. Each and every way, need an uplifting. What I need here today, need an uplifting. Each and every way, I need it.
Alright, alright, yeah.
Send this out to J Dog this morning. John, you know J Dog. Oh, yeah, it's good to hear you, man. Good to hear you. I thought by now you'd have your own band and you'd be rolling. You know, you was playing, you was all about that. I don't know what happened to that. I believe it's that woman. Yeah, you can laugh. Good morning, Pat. Jude. Good morning to you, too. Hopefully all is going well.
KRVS Lafayette Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
You ready?
Yeah!
Oh, one, two, three, four.
Tune into the flip side for classic and contemporary funk, soul, R&B, and other treats. Saturday evenings at 10 p.m. and rebroadcast Monday afternoons at 1. I'm your host, Andre Broussard, and I hope you'll join me. Once again, that's the flip side right here on KRVS.
This program is underwritten by Bayou Vermilion District's Vermilionville, hosting their weekly Bal de Dimanche, held every Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m. Upcoming performances include Don Swallow and Cajun Craze, and Terry and the Zydeco Bad Boys. For more information on upcoming performances, special events, and guided tours, the website is vermilionville.org.
All right, we are at the end of this program. For those that you have called in for your loved one, we will now get ready to call out the names, and then we will play the song after we finish. So, John, I'm going to go with this list first. And I got Lawrence Gumbo Morrow and Emmanuel Jack, Alvin Cormier, Deborah DeQueer, Hayward Guidry, Rodney Goodley, Boyo, Norris Goodley, Boris Goodley, let's see, Sheila Broussard Stanley, Mary Broussard Simeon, Carl Ray Haynes, Will the Prince, Clarence Green, Mary Helen Bernard, Alfin Caesar, Ferdinand Caesar, Joseph St. Mary, Lucius Caesar, Patrick Cravens, Togio Goodley, Barton Celestine, and Abraham Thomas.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Because I have
you
a
have a list,
a,
John.
I have a list.
I know you were
and
taking
I'm going
a
to try to do the best I can because as I wrote this down
right.
in a hurry, I hope that you will bear with me on this because sometimes I may have written the names and I'm going to try to pronounce it. William Thomas, starting with Jose Thomas, John L. Thomas, Joseph Thomas, Emmanuel Jack, Linus Jones, and Damon Jones, Erwin Washington, Edwin Franklin, let's see, Irvin Thomas, Johnny Jones, better known as Drummer. He was a drummer and played behind his back. He played with the sticks behind his back. Rodney Anderson, who just passed away as the father of LaShonda Dickerson from Ville Platte.
Okay.
Presley Mouton. Raymond Barnett, William Barnett, Richard Derwin Sr., and Richard Derwin Jr., Cleveland Vital. And let's see, we want to go back here. Agnes George and O'Neill George. George O'Neill. Agnes and George O'Neill.
Okay.
And Chester Chevalier, Claude Lionel, Octave, and Simon Boudreau. All of them are brothers.
Hmm.
Shirley Irvin Chevalier. Joseph Francis, Mildred Darby, Roscoe Chenier, Watson Sam, Adam Harrison, Ricky Williams. Remember Ricky Williams used to come by?
Right.
Yeah. And Ransom George, Wallace Williams, Lester and Chester, Boudreau, and Hazel and John Howard, Dick Burke, E.J. Sanchez, Nara Chavis, John Chavis, as John Chavis's parents, Austin Chavis, and Onetha Chavis. Ella Rose Boxey, Sydney Broussard, and Clarence Dixon.
Uh-huh.
And also, I want to say this too, as my father, Clarence Broussard, Clarence Tebug, or Babut Broussard,
Babut.
Loomis St. Julian, Gerard Green, Paul, those are my uncles, Paul Green, Roman Green, Nelson Green, Preston Green, and I'm missing one here someplace out there because it has to be, and Carlton Broussard.
All right.
Shefton Broussard. Those are all of my kinfolks.
Okay.
And so if I missed you, it wasn't meant intentionally. Oh, and yep. Leroy Valle was my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And, of course, Ernie Scott was also one of my brother-in-law who passed away. And
close to me.
Yeah.
All right. And I have Joe Bushnell, Mary Bushnell, Dominic Bushnell, and that's all my immediate family's there. Yeah. All right. And for those that we have forgotten, you're not forgotten. And we just want to make it perfectly clear. And we want to thank you for calling in and give us the name of your loved one that we're going to let Terrence sing for them this morning. And as we go back in memories and feel it, then we're going to back off and let Terrence do it for us. For all of those that we're naming, for all of those that we think about after the song starts, that is for them also.
By my window on a cold and cloudy day, when I saw those birds wheel rolling, they were taking my best friend. Undertaker, Undertaker.
And I know a lot of you could sing it. Sing it. Don't worry about it. Sing it.
Drive real slow. That's my best friend that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home
Undertaker, won't you please drive real slow? That's my father that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky. Years have passed now by the same old window on a cold and cloudy day. Oh yeah, when I saw those the first wheels rolling, taking him far away.
Undertaker, Undertaker, won't you please drive real slow? That's King Clifton that you're carrying. Lord, I sure hate to see him go. Will the circle be unbroken by and by?
We just needed someone called Duran just to add this to Maurice George, Forrest Julian, Cleveland Chenier. We wanted to add to this list also, and also for Bernadine Goodland, Lydia Caesar, and Elizabeth Goodland. We just want to make sure we were able and had an opportunity to touch everyone. Thank you very much. We will do more of this as the shows progress through the year, just to be able to let you know we are part of you, as we want to be part of your family in whatever we possibly do. We'll be right back. Here's some more Zydeco music. Yeah.
Un bon homme, c'est qui vous trouvez, cher? Bah, tu mets tout mon amour, tu que tu as dans ta main.
Marcel Planchet. All right. We got a visitor in the house. Come on to the mic. Let's get what you got. You're on it.
Get to the mic.
Get to the mic.
Okay, I'm on the mic.
You're on the mic. All right. What's up?
Oh, how you doing, Melvin?
I'm good.
First of all, I want to thank you and Mr. Bruce for having me.
Hey, man. It's all good.
I'm here once again. Trying to represent my uncle in this little celebration for his birthday that I do it once a year, Clifton Chanel celebration.
Right.
I'm coming in trying to just keep the legend going. That's all. There's a lot of musicians out there that I know filling the shoes right now because they're all good.
Yeah.
You know, it's just to try to keep that tradition from year to year going. So what I'm doing
now. First of all, before we go to the Clifton Chanel, the relationship with you and Cliff.
Okay.
What's the?
That's my uncle.
That's your uncle. That was.
That was my daddy's sister's husband.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can clear so they know who.
Right.
Okay. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. So what I'm doing here is just to do something that my aunt always tried to do, and she didn't take the effort or maybe didn't have the know-how.
Okay.
And me being a lot younger than her is just to try to keep that little tradition going. There's a lot of things that could have happened that she didn't do.
Right.
And somehow I'm trying to make it work.
Okay.
And with the help of y'all,
we're here
at the last minute, I guess.
Yeah, when is it?
It's the 22nd. It's always the third weekend of June.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that's next weekend.
Right.
Next weekend. And it's going to be Friday. What? Well, what you got? Saturday?
Saturday. Right.
Okay.
And I have a few different bands that are going to be coming in throughout the day, but somehow, you know, I'm doing a little Nathan Williams.
Okay.
And his son.
Okay.
Nate. I'm coming in with J.J. Collier. Got an old-fashioned blues band with Eugene Alfred.
Alfred, okay.
Yeah, another guy. I think his band is Vibes.
Okay.
And there'll be different bands coming in throughout the day.
All right.
Somehow my little schedule been put up kind of late.
Okay.
Like 2 o'clock last night, but...
2 o'clock, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But somehow I'm on the tourist calendar that... I have to represent that from year to year.
Right.
Right.
And what time it start?
I'm going to start 12 noon somehow. I tried doing it a little early time
right.
before, and I think a lot of people just start getting out around 12
right.
o'clock.
Right. So. And for those of you that do not know where the Clifton Chanel Club is, I did not know where Clifton Chanel Club is. But if you GPS it, it will take you there.
Right.
And I cannot, I mean, that's the only way that I found it was to use. And what is the address?
2116 Ferdinand Crochet Lane. But you have to put in New Iberia instead of Lurville.
Okay. So you got, okay. So you got, you need that. And you'll be able to find it because I know that's how I found it was going with GPS to find it, unless you're from the area. Because it's out there. You know, in a sense, but it can be found. But it's going to be a lot of bands, a lot of entertainment, food.
Yes, sir.
Going to have food. All your pleasures will be there. So just make sure, and that will be starting Saturday at 12 o'clock. Go out and enjoy yourself. It's a fun time. You can, to be in the same place that Clifton Chanel has stepped in, you know, and then they got the little room where he was, you know, so. You know, it just to be in those same locations sometime where someone have been, you know, that makes a big difference sometimes. And I'm sure a lot of people would. I mean, we've been playing Clifton since I've been here, and John is a diehard Clifton fan, and just like I became a diehard Clifton fan, that it would be really, it's remarkable to go in there and be at the same place.
There's no doubt about it. When you go there, you feel the vibe of Clifton Chenier when he's present, that when he was there playing the music, and when he built that place, I know he had the idea that his legend, his legacy would continue to live on. And that's an opportunity right then and there, that in celebration of his birthday, the time is that they give a function that will represent and to live on with his life of Clifton Chenier. And the music, the tradition, it always had to have food around it. You know, I always had a kitchen back there, and he had a kitchen.
Right.
So, you know, anytime that you had the old country club, you always had a kitchen.
And also, John, not to forget, the grave is right there.
Yeah.
You know, you can even go walk to the grave site, you know, and see where he is buried. I know a lot of people, you know, wonder where is he. And I think right now, and not to get too far off of the same subject, I think, John, that Amadei Ardoin's grave has been found.
Good.
That is something that is coming. So as I get more information on it, I'll let you know. So, and a strong possibility they may have found his grave, which would be very interesting to find. And, I mean, you know, that's get an opportunity to go to the gravesite, go enjoy yourself at the club, because I know a lot of people would walk from the club, go to the gravesite, walk back and stuff. So it's really a good opportunity to feel some of Clifton. I mean, you know, if you listen to...
And I'm a ruler went wrong, you know.
There ain't nothing like it. I mean, he, you know, he probably if he would have been a preacher, he probably would have had the biggest church in the world, you know,
but,
church house. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
You know, because of the way he could really touch. Mm-hmm. Only so many people, you know, there's a lot of people in the world, you know, but only special people that have the special gift can actually touch people.
And he was one.
He was one. I mean, you can even feel it today, you know. Like Martin Luther King. I mean, that's a gift. That's not something you learn. It's a gift. You know, and the way he plays his music and you know, how he come, that was just, just an amazing gift.
Well, you would have you have an opportunity this coming Saturday, which is June the 22nd, and it's starting off at 12 p.m. until. And so there'll be a bunch of bands, I'm sure, that's going to be dropping in.
Right.
And just to be a part of the big celebration of Clifton Chenier's birthday. And
that's
the fourth annual Clifton Chenier celebration. So you want to be a part of this. And is before you turn into the Ferdinand Crochet's Lane, there's that grave site, as you would see it on the left. If you're coming in from St. Martinville, it's on the left. Or if you're coming in from New Iberia or Lauderville, you would have to pass up the road to the cemetery. You can't miss it. It's right there on the road.
Right.
So you'll be able to stop there and visit and pay a little visit with him. I'm sure he'd be happy.
I'm sure he would. And if he talks to you, start running. That's all I can tell you.
No.
Why?
No,
what you going to do, John? You going to stand there and have a conversation?
I would stand there and have a conversation with him. I would certainly. And
I would never.
I would say, Cliff, I want you to do one thing for me.
He would say, let me touch you, John.
Give me that talent.
I tell you what. You would never be the same.
You see me walk around glory.
Especially when he gets inside your body, and you would no longer be John. And say, well, I'm taking over your body, buddy.
I am Cliff.
Here come John Bucket. Hey, John, how you doing? No, I got to play some music. Go get a car and start playing. Cliff just took over your body.
Hey, I thought you.
Cliff will have taken your body.
But anyway, we joke around. But stop by and visit.
Yeah.
And you get a feel of that. Nathan William and the Zydeco Cha-Chas, Lil Nate and the Zydeco Big Timers, the old-fashioned blues and Fate with Eugene Alfred. J.J. Kaye. And the Zydeco Knockouts.
Yep.
And maybe there might be special guests, like other people might be dropping in.
Yeah, that's true, too.
But thanks, man. We're going to push it this coming Saturday.
To make sure that it's right around the corner.
That's right. This coming Saturday.
All right. Jerry, we got about 6 minutes left, and we want to thank everybody that were with you, started with you at 8 o'clock this morning, and Herman is right behind us getting ready to get his program going. We certainly want to thank you, and we want to certainly thank all of you that called in the names of your loved ones this morning, and we really appreciate you doing that, and we really thank you for giving us the opportunity to call your loved one's name out on the air as recognition. And I'm sure that it brought a lot of memories to a lot of people this day. And we just want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day, John.
And, yes, that's the truth.
All that I ask is that the mothers.
What's that?
The single mothers, because there are a lot of single mothers.
Yes.
Is that the single mothers allow the fathers to be fathers at least that day. Because, you know, a lot of the single mothers stop the fathers from being fathers.
That's no question
about that.
A
lot of single mothers stop the fathers from being fathers. No, you can't see your child. No, you can't do that. Just for that one day, allow the single fathers to be the father that day.
That's a father's day.
Just give them that day. They could be with their child. I think that'd be a beautiful thing.
Something else may happen out of this.
If it's still their child.
And think about the child's face and how he or she would glow when they have time to spend with that father. And so don't be selfish, ladies. Yeah. Allow the father
to be a father.
To be a father
that day. Now, after that, you could do what you want, but just that one day. Give them that one day. After that, boot them back out and sit them on their way if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Let's be honest.
There
are some fathers
they probably
who
don't,
sometimes are not worthy. Let's be honest.
Of being able to be around their child.
That's right. Let's be honest about that.
So let's get all that straight out and open. It's not like we are psychiatrists or psychologists, but we doggone know what we're talking about. Huh, John?
But happy Father's Day to you, Melvin, and happy Father's Day to Herman. And is it appropriate to you? Yeah, that's right. That's right. He has a son. That's right. Over at the Southern University. That's right. And all of that.
You forgot that.
I had forgotten about that. And I just want to say to all of you, your fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Don't forget, too, this coming Saturday, golf tournament at Muni. In recognition of John Neasy. And all taking place this coming Saturday, starting off tea time, 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. All you golfers need to go out there. Summer feeding. Again, Paul Bro Middle, Broadmoor, Karen Crow Middle, Evangeline Elementary, Lafayette Middle, E. Martin Middle School, Edgar Martin, S.J. Montgomery, Moss Prep, Plantation Elementary, Scott Middle. All those are they are having summer feeding site. That's all.
But that is all happening on certain days. Right now it is at Acadian Middle. So do not think that you go to all those schools, they're having the feeding program. Mm-hmm. No, only right now it's at Acadian Middle. And then it's going to move to a different school. All right, John. Thank you very much. John?
Yep.
Happy Father's Day, my brother.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. My families, happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And let's have a great Father's Day. Mm-hmm. Safety is of utmost importance.
Pee Wee and Santana.
Florida. Let's wish Florida happy Father's Day.
Yeah.
Somebody need to get him a pair of spandex or something like that. You know, I know he loved those kind of pants, you know, so it wouldn't be right not to say a thing. Happy Father's Day. Yeah. Day to Charles and Donald Cravens this morning.
Hey, Melvin.
What?
Let's not talk about Florida and his spandex.
What?
Florida has lost weight.
He still needs spandex. And it's hot, too. Get your little air, man. Oh. Get you some air. I'm going to have to beat him up.
Baggy pants. Baggy pants. Come.
Man, they put him in some baggy pants, dog. Man, I tell you what, it'd be an amazing world. As the world changes, we are changing to Herman Fuselier. We'll be right back.
If I find my name, oh, if I find.